The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hi, I'm Paula Palma, and this is the Plant Babies podcast. You can find the Plant Babies blog at plantersplace.com. Today's podcast is about the surprising Sansevieria flower. What a surprise I got recently when I saw a flowering bloom peek around one of my snake plant leaves. And a few days later, another one emerged. I'm still in disbelief. Like many houseplant owners, I have a long history of trial and error with snake plants. I spent years propping up floppy leaves and trying to figure out why mine struggled. Sansevierias are one of the most common, but one of the most misunderstood houseplants. A snake plant bloom seemed impossible in my home, but the surprising Sansevieria flower arrived this week like a thumbs up from nature. Here's what I've learned and how you can encourage your snake plant to bloom. I frequently see Sansevierias marketed as low-light houseplants. You've probably seen that too. But this label is really misleading. Native to South America, Sansevierias need bright light to thrive indoors. The indoor situation is so different than outdoor light volume. I think the low-light confusion exists because Sansevierias tend to look good even when they're deprived of light. And this is why designers use them in shopping malls, hotel lobbies, and dimly lit commercial spaces. Snake plants tolerate low light, but they really grow best in bright or even direct sunlight. So if you want your snake plant to bloom, place it in very bright light near a window. My blooming Sansevieria, I can't believe I get to say that, sits next to a two glass patio doors with lots of east-facing direct sunlight. Know that light and water work in tandem. I've seen beautiful snake plants whose owners confess they forget to water for weeks at a time. I've also seen a 75-year-old snake plant that gets watered up to 3 to 4 times a week. Now that one is definitely outside in full volume, full light. Sansevierias thrive in a range of growing environments. The key is to match your watering frequency with the amount of sunlight that your plant receives because the light and water work together. If you want your plant to bloom, water more often to signal to the plant that it's spring and growing time, but only if there's an abundance of light. My snake plant flower arrived in early spring, right after I increased its watering frequency. I not only got a flower, but 3 new snake plant leaves coming up. A pot-bound snake plant is much more likely to bloom than one with extra space because of something called stress-induced flowering. In a pot packed with roots and rhizomes, a Sansevieria knows its limits. With enough water and light, it sends a flowering bloom out in an effort to reproduce, because it certainly can't go any further in that same pot. Allow your plant to fill out its pot, and then you'll have a better chance of seeing a spring bloom. My flowering Sansevieria is definitely pot-bound. Oh my gosh, the roots and rhizomes are so full that they are stretching the sides of the plastic nursery pot, and it seems as if any day this pot is going to explode. So I'm preparing for that. One of the best gifts of the Sansevieria flower is its fragrance. Oh, if you haven't smelled one of these, it's so beautiful. Some people report that the flowering stalks release kind of a grassy smell, but I think it depends on the plant. Mine is full of honeysuckle and lavender notes, and it really smells amazing. The flowers close during the day, and then they open up again at night to release their fragrance. Every Sansevieria enthusiast should get to experience this. If your snake plant hasn't bloomed yet, I'm wishing you good luck. Thanks for listening. I'm Paula Palma, and this is the Plant Babies Podcast.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place Podcast.